Hello, good afternoon. My name is Marcos of Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking with people in Texas today, and would like to ask you just a few questions on a confidential basis. For quality control purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded. We are not attempting to sell anything, nor will your participation result in any cause in the future to sell you anything. Do I have the pleasure with Roberto Longoria?
Yes.
Mr. Longoria, are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Sir, before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely?
Yes, I'm currently not driving.
Okay. And in which state do you currently live in? Do you live in Texas, sir?
Yes.
And in which county in Texas do you currently live? In Cameron, Hidalgo, Kennedy, Cleburne, Willacy?
Cameron.
Of all the personal telephone calls that you receive, do you get all or almost all the calls on a regular home phone or some on a cell phone and some on a regular home phone or all or almost all your calls on a cell phone?
Cell phone.
Okay. And are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, radio station, or political party, or by any candidate for political office?
No.
Okay. Now, just to ensure we have a representative sample, may I please have the year when you were born, just the year?
6-7.
Thank you so much. And, sir? What is your main racial or ethnic heritage? Are you Caucasian, white, African-American, black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian Pacific Islander, Native American, Alaska Native, Hispanic? And what is the last grade that you have completed? Grade school, some high school graduate, some college, no degree, vocational training school, 2-year college degree, a 4-year bachelor's degree, some postgraduate work, no degree, 2 to 3 years postgraduate work, master's degree, or a doctoral law degree?
High school diploma.
Thinking about things nationally, next, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president, sir?
No comment.
Okay. And if the elections for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate from this district?
Republican.
Sir?
Republican.
Republican, and would that be a definitely Republican, probably a Republican, or just a lean Republican?
Probably.
Okay. Now I would like to read you some names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me first whether you heard of the person. Then, if so, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of the person. If I name someone you don't know too much about, just tell me, and we'll go on to the next question. Do you know Vicente Gonzalez?
Yes, I've heard of him.
And are you very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable with him?
I don't know. I don't follow him, so I have no idea.
Yeah, okay. And what about Kamala Harris? Are you very favorable?
No.
Or very unfavorable? Or very favorable?
Neither.
Okay. And what about Myra Flores? Are you very favorable with her? Somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable? Mm-hmm. Or you have not heard of Myra Flores?
Somewhat?
somewhat favorable. And what about Donald Trump? Are you very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
And what about Joe Biden? Are you very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
What about thinking ahead of the November elections? First, on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all interested and 10 means that you are extremely interested, how interested are you in the November election for president, a U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices? How interested are you from 0 to 10?
5.
And if the election for president was being held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican, or Kamala Harris, the Democrat?
Probably Donald Trump.
Okay. Next, if the election for U.S. Senate was being held today, for whom would you vote? For Ted Cruz, the Republican, or Colin Allred, the Democrat?
Probably Ted Cruz.
And if the election for U.S. Congress was being held today, for whom would you vote? For Vicente Gonzalez, the Democrat, or Myra Flores, the Republican?
Republican.
And would that be a probably for the Republicans, or a definitely for Myra Flores?
Probably.
Okay. Now, I have just a few questions for statistical purposes only. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Democrat, a Republican, or something else?
I guess Republican.
And would that be just a lean to the Republicans, or not so strong of a Republican, or a strong Republican?
Just lean towards Republican.
You said a strong Republican?
No, lean towards.
Just a lean towards to the Republicans? Okay. And generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be liberal, moderate, or conservative on most issues?
Conservative, I guess.
And would that be somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Somewhat.
And how would you describe your economic circumstances? Well-to-do, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Middle class.
Okay. And now thinking about the language you use in your home, would you say that you at your home speak only English at home, mostly English but some Spanish, Spanish and English equally, mostly Spanish but some English, only Spanish at home, or other languages?
Mostly English, some Spanish.
Okay. And regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote on the 2020 presidential election? For Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Donald Trump, I think I voted for, I think.
Okay. This actually concludes our survey, sir. I want to thank you so much for your participation. Do have noted down, and also know it that your opinion is very important. You have yourself a wonderful day. I want to thank you so much once again. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Any place, sir. Bye-bye. Yeah. Well, what's up?